His work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. He survived talk show ambushes, protest marches, and death threats. And now Todd Sheets has let him loose on Jackalope Radio. Get ready, because whether you like it or not, you're about to have a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
A heart attack, a fucking heart attack, a fucking heart attack. You'd be lucky if I don't find you in a goddamn alleyway and break your motherfucking arms. Larry Mantle, I am talking about you, you fucking piece of shit. You NPR granola-eating, bicycle-riding, cock-sucking motherfucker. Mr. Air Talk piece of shit. You know, I used to listen to this guy's fucking show. I'm Hart Fisher, and you're listening to fucking Heart Attack. And if you haven't figured out, I'm goddamn angry right now. One of my friends, Tom Toppings, was invited on the show. Tom has been working with me to help fight the bullshit assholes in City Hall who want to fuck over my whole neighborhood, who want to endanger children for a fast buck, who want to create things that discriminate against old people, against the handicapped, against people that are disabled and the fucking poor. And I've been fighting these assholes since March, and I am so fucking mad. We had a really good thing on Monday this week, man. We had a thing where we had a big meeting for the Mount Washington Homeowners Association. We kicked fucking ass. My new presentation film for the safe bike route. You gotta love when bike activists fight against a safe bike route. You gotta love that. So we had a kick-ass night. And Tom, who is the editor of the Boulevard Sentinel, is so well-spoken and so knowledgeable about it. He was invited to speak on Air Talk today. Today is Wednesday that I'm recording this show. And he was invited on this morning, and he went on there, and these motherfuckers fucked him in the ass. Let me tell you what happened, Josh, because I have a co-host here. His name's Josh Hadley. You're not going to hear him till I get done ranting, because I'm so fucking mad about this cocksucker Larry Mantle. Larry Mantle, I listen to your show. I listen to Air Talk. I've listened to it for fucking years. And let me tell you, what I heard today absolutely made me sick. Josh, I've been on a guest as many, over 100 radio shows I've been on. And never, never have I been on a radio show where I had technical difficulties to the point where I couldn't talk. Well, today on Larry Mantle, while they were giggling on the air over it, every single person who was on there to discuss what's happening in their neighborhood, to discuss this bullshit where they're going to remove car lanes and they're going to put kids and people into the busiest, most dangerous streets in my neighborhood on these stupid fucking bike lanes. Ah, so fucking angry here. He gets on the show, right? And they're going to bring Tom on. And right when they go to talk to Tom, they hang up on him. They hang up on the guy and they giggle about, oh, I guess we've got technical difficulties. Let's go to the bike activists. These guys are getting paid by the city to help ram this policy through. And Larry helped him. Because guess what? On today's show, every single person that was booked to be discussing what the city is doing and how bad it is fucking up the neighborhood, they all had technical difficulties. On the same show, Larry, I've never fucking heard anybody on your show not be able to speak due to technical difficulties. Then they bring up this trolling asshole. I'm just going to call him Dickhead. They bring up Dickhead, who I know very, very well. This is an asshole getting paid off by the city. He owns a bike shop, but he got to talk. Oh, he had no problem getting to talk. And guess what? Turned out that Larry Mantle, oh, he's one of these activists too. So this whole thing was a fucking setup. They set Tom up for a humiliating experience, and I hate that kind of bullshit. Larry Mantle, you cocksucker, you fucking punk bitch motherfucker. You bring me on the show, motherfucker. We'll talk about what's going down here. We'll talk about how these people are fucking over the streets, how they're creating a policy that's going to fuck over every bus rider on here. We're going to talk about how these assholes, including Larry Mantle, want to put kids on a Class 2 fucking highway. We got four fucking kids who fucking died in L.A. in the last year, and they rode in the sides of buses and trucks. Why? They're riding on streets that are too busy, that they should not be writing on. But these activist assholes who are getting a piece of this $65,000 a mile bullshit, they're cleaning up. And they don't give a fuck about these kids. They don't give a fuck about the lives they're endangering. They don't give a fuck about what they're doing to this fucking neighborhood. They make me goddamn sick. I'm so fucking angry about this son of a bitch. This kind of shit really pisses me off because they've been playing these kinds of insider bullshit games, and they're playing games here, folks. The local neighborhood councils who are supposed to be notifying the public of their decisions, guess what? Every time they voted for this alternative, safer bike route, they don't mention that. For some reason, that's not being mentioned on their message boards. When we got shut down at our safe bike route, and the same troll asshole who helped shout us down and wouldn't allow us to make our presentation, he's getting rewarded by these dildos. I fucking had it, man. I fucking had it.
Art, would you like to take a breath at least in that? That was about 5 straight minutes. Would you like to breathe a little?
No, man, I would like to fuck. I can't wait. I want to get on Larry's show and not this call-in bullshit. That was such a girl trick. Oh, gee, technical difficulties. Tom was on the phone and it went dead in his hand. You know what that means? It means they fucking hung up on him. They fucking gamed him. And I used to be a fan of Air Talk. I used to contribute to NPR. I used to fucking contribute and give them fucking money. Not now, motherfucker. Not after you pull this candy-ass little girl bully bullshit. What are you, so weak, Larry? You can't hear the facts? You won't allow the truth to be fucking said on your show, you cocksucker? Ah!
I don't listen to NPR much, unless there's something I specifically want, like Jello Biafra's on or something like that. So I don't normally listen to this. I've never heard this guy's show before. So is he just all of a sudden coming out of the woodwork using these Bill O'Reilly, Glenn Beck kind of sleazy tactics? Or
dude,
has this happened before?
It's new. I'm so furious because I used to be a fan. I listened to the show. And guess what, Larry? You stupid, dumb fuck. All your contributors, they're car owners. All the people that contribute to NPR that keep them going, where do you listen to the radio? I listen to NPR when I'm in my car in traffic, you fucking dummies. You're not going to get any more money from me, Larry. You're not. And I bet there's a lot of other people here in my neighborhood that are no longer going to donate to your fucking show, you dumb asshole. Let me give you some facts, Larry. If these bike lanes that you're helping to push are installed here in my neighborhood, well, guess what? They're going to cause automobile commuters who use the routes to spend an extra 30 minutes per day on their commute. And in 1 year, that's going to cost them 127 hours or 3 work weeks worth of time. How about the extra $1,000 in fuel and maintenance they're going to pay? How about the simple fact, Larry, that when you delay these cars and slow them down like this, the average car, well, it emits 762 extra pounds of carbon dioxide in a year. Well, you multiply that by 28,000 cars that travel on Figueroa every fucking day, and you're talking about 10,668 extra tons of global warming carbon dioxide thrown into the atmosphere by your stupid fucking plan that you're helping to back. This is all part of LA City Dot's bullshit plan to get themselves some money. They want money. It's about a $65,000 a mile contract. And guess what? It was a no-bid contract. Well, guess what, folks? When you go work for the state, they're supposed to be going to the lowest bidder. There were no bids on this job. It was an insider job. And guess what? There's no dollar amount tied to this contract. When we first got involved in this, it was $50,000 a mile. Well, in 4 or 5 months, it's turned into $65,000 a mile. And our taxpayers, we don't want to spend our money on that bullshit. You're talking about $65,000 a mile for less than 1% of the people that use these roads, paid for by taxes on motorists who drive fucking cars. You fucking dumbass motherfucker. I can't stand this bullshit anymore. I have fucking had it with all you punk, backstabbing piece of shit motherfuckers. You've been hearing me down on Heart Attack for the last couple of weeks because I've been a little tired. I have been working my ass off to change things in my neighborhood, to make things a better place for the people who live in my neighborhood and who live in my fucking country. I haven't been trying to do this for a fast buck. All my opposition to this has been about the safety of my fellow neighborhood citizens, the safety of the kids in my fucking neighborhood. And how about the safety of the police officers and the fire? firemen that have to deal with the dangers caused by the excessive gridlock and traffic that your policies are going to create. You sons of bitches. Larry Mantle, you coward motherfucker. You bring me on the show. I'll watch my language, you piece of shit. I'll be more civil, but you won't be able to get one over on me like you got on Tom. And I want to be in the studio so you can't pull any bullshit like, oops, technical difficulties. Let's bring on my pal and lie to the public. Oh, you fucker.
But, Hart, think about it like this. Now, just think about it. What did you say earlier in the show? That you listen to NPR in your car. Now, you said people are going to be stuck in their cars for an average of 30 minutes a day extra. That's 30 minutes a day extra they're going to be listening to NPR. See why NPR's on their side, man?
Nah, man, this motherfucker, I'm so, so angry. We have caught the city in lie after lie after lie. They lied about talking to the fire department. And I busted them on that in front of a neighborhood council. I caught them, and they had to admit, no, we didn't talk to anybody in the fire department. Then I caught them in a lie about the police department. The police is against this plan because it endangers their officers and it endangers the citizens of the streets because what they're doing is driving traffic into the neighborhood onto the quiet neighborhood streets. It's disgusting. And they can't talk about it because the politicians have muzzled them. Why? Because the politicians are like fucking fleas lining up for a virgin dog. They can't wait to get a piece of this fucking money. These people in City Hall are so fucking sickening. So sickening. Guess what, Josh? All it takes is 1,300 votes for you to become a city council member in Los Angeles. That's right. That's all the amount of votes it took to get the last guy in. He had 1,300 fucking votes. And you people wonder why I fucking talk about goddamn voting, motherfuckers.
Why don't you run for city council? You've got you've got a lot more fans than would be required. I don't know how many are in LA, but
I thought about that, man. I really thought hard about that. I really looked at it, and I discussed it with my wife quite a bit. We were talking about it at home, and we came to the conclusion that I would get ground up and spit out by the system. Look at what it did to Arnold. Look at what it did to Arnold, and I think that I can do a lot more on the radio and a lot more on my TV network and a lot more writing articles than I could if I was bogged down in the city hall. I'm the guy with the mouth. I'm the guy that can get attention to a problem. Sure, I got some ideas on how to solve this shit, but I'm not the right guy. This, and we're talking about like a $185,000 a year job. 1,300 votes got this guy his $185,000 a year job. And they're still looking for more graft and more kickbacks. I'm told that Antonio Villagrosa, the guy who's been really behind a lot of this plan, his master plan for the city, is dead broke. And he doesn't know what the fuck he's going to do now that he's out of office and doesn't have the taxpayers paying for his wine and his cars and his fucking trips to China. I am so sick of these elected representatives. I want new people in. It's not just me getting elected to City Hall. We need new people. We need a clean fucking sweep here. A total clean sweep. Even in the press, like, okay, Larry Mantle, you cocksucker. You're not alone in the press. Where the fuck were all the news reporters talking about all the protests about NSA spying on the 4th of July? I bought my local newspapers after that. I didn't see any mention about all the protest marches that happened over the NSA spying. And in fact, how come more of the papers aren't coming out against this NSA spying? It's this whole fucking top-down bullshit. I'd love to know how much money Larry Mantle's getting for his kickback to get on board the gravy train. Because didn't we hear a rumor that Goldman Sachs bought NPR?
Well, technically, you know, you'd have to wait a little while. But if Larry Mantle is a public figure, and NPR is funded by the people and is technically a nonprofit, then wouldn't their tax returns for next year be public knowledge? Wouldn't you be able to freedom of information that?
This is how I can tell you're not from Chicago, dude. It ain't going to be in his bank account. It ain't going to be on what he is paid publicly. That's how graft and kickbacks work. Let me explain.
Yeah, but they got
to
store it somewhere.
The smart ones are smart with it. The smart ones are smart with it, man. I don't know what Larry Mantle got, but he got something. He set these guys up. I used to think that Air Talk was a good place to have a discussion about ideas, and I thought that this guy would be even-handed. When I was on Larry King, I thought that Larry was going to take it to me. I thought Larry was really going to give me a run for my money, and then he was completely fair, well-balanced, even-handed. He didn't take a stance on either side. He was just a skeptical questioner. And this Larry Mantle guy practically sucked the dick of all these fucking paid political rabble-rouser scumbag motherfuckers. Oh, motherfucker! God damn it! I'm gonna go chug a fucking beer, and then we'll be right fucking back. Motherfuckers, if you haven't figured it out now, I'm Hart motherfucking Fisher. You're listening to Heart Attack, and with me now is Josh Hadley.
Yeah, you heard me a little bit pop in the last segment.
I'm just too worked up, man. This bullshit with Larry Mantle, we have seen so much dirty, underhanded crap with these assholes, the out-of-state money that's being funneled in to finance this project, which really makes me question who they are and what they want. And now I just got done calling out Larry Mantle. Larry, if you got even one fucking testicle in your fucking sack, I'm calling you out, bitch. I am calling you out, motherfucker, because obviously you're too weak-minded and you're too fucking punky to be able to have a real discussion about this topic. Bring me on the show, you dumbass, you fucking punk. We'll have a real discussion on this, and I will eat you fucking alive, you dumb fuck. And let's get into this thing here about the guy shot dead on his buddy's front porch while he's watering the lawn. You heard about this, Josh?
I sent it to you, so yes.
Yeah, I think the whole fucking country knows about this thing. LAPD shot a dude to death. They shot him in the chest with a fucking shotgun while he's just sitting on his front porch, actually his buddy's front porch, waiting for him to get home, watering the lawn. And the police lied about this. In their initial statement, they said that they came upon the guy. Here's what happened, folks. A next-door neighbor, a little nosy neighbor, called up and reported that there was a drunk man with a gun sitting on the neighbor's front porch. Now, most of the other neighbors all knew this guy, but I guess this neighbor didn't. And thanks to being a nosy narc trained by our government to just get nosy and butt into everybody's business, this person calls the cops and says there's a guy with a fucking gun. You didn't notice the fucking water coming out of the nozzle, you fucking retard? This is a father. This guy has a kid, okay? So the cops roll up on him. They blast him in the chest with a fucking shotgun. They didn't call out, freeze, police. They didn't say a fucking thing. And you know what's horrifying? Watching the video of this pious asshole in the police department saying that the victim had a two-handed grip on the water pistol. He's got a two-handed grip on it right in front of him, pointing forward in a shooting stance. Who the fuck waters their goddamn lawn in a two-handed pistol grip? You know what? Fucking nobody. So they tell this lie in front of the victim's family, his sisters, who are crying, and then you hear them howl in pain when they find out their brother was shot in the chest with a shotgun. Then we find out the police never identified themselves as officers. And oh, guess what? A couple days later, when we get the autopsy, there's no wounds on his hands. There's no damage to the water, to the fucking nozzle from the hose. Now, if you were holding it up in front of you and you got shot in the chest with a fucking shotgun, part of your fingers would be fucked up. That goddamn water nozzle would be fucked up. Oh, and so now we find out they just murdered that motherfucker. They just killed him, and now they're buying off the family with $6.5 million. That's right. While we don't have PE in our high schools, while there's not enough money to keep homicide detectives on the street, when there is not enough money to process all the rape kits in the LAPD, that they are throwing away rape kits and they are allowing rapists to go free in a day and age when they are allowing Walgreens to sell hard drugs and they just fine them, they bought off the family. Can Los Angeles really afford another $6.5 million on this? After what did we spend on the last shooting victim? Wasn't it $4.5 million, those women in the truck that got shot up in their hunt for a cop?
No, I can't speak for L.A., but I know here in Wisconsin, they actually have, it's not a slush fund, but it's a discretionary fund that has specifically got X number of millions set aside for payouts to beating victims, to police brutality victims. Basically, the system is set up that you know the cops are going to either shoot somebody that they shouldn't, smack around somebody that they shouldn't. Do you remember that incident a couple years ago in Milwaukee where four off-duty police officers caught a black guy talking to one of their ex-wives who was white at a party, and so they beat him, shoved a pencil through his ear and poked his brain and punctured his eardrums?
Fuck, I never heard about that.
That's about 4 or 5 years old. That happened in Milwaukee. And
oh man, Milwaukee. I've had some interesting times there, my friend.
Hart, Milwaukee to me is the armpit of Wisconsin. I hate that town. I hate that city every time I have to go through it. I feel like I'd rather go through South Central LA wearing a swastika t-shirt than drive through any part of Milwaukee. Their claim was instantly paid out.
How much money did the victims' families get?
About $6 million.
This is a lot of money, guys. Wouldn't that money be better spent on proper training? Wouldn't that money be better spent on hiring smarter officers? Because, I've known about this for a long time, but the legal court system has now made it okay for you to be rejected to be a police officer if you're too smart. That's right.
And the Supreme Court upheld that, too.
Yeah, this is a new thing. I've kind of known about this for a while. Now, what's funny is this article talks about how they say that if you hire somebody who's going to be too smart to be a cop, they're worried he could get bored with police work and leave soon after undergoing costly training. Well, that's fucking horse shit. They're more concerned that they'll figure out the bullshit that they're feeding the officers. Because let me tell you something, guys. I got a lot of friends on the force all over this country. There are a lot of officers that listen to the show. And just because I'm bitching about these assholes who shot this guy on his porch, those guys are killers. That's manslaughter, motherfucker. Manslaughter. And that shit fucks up every good cop, because there's a lot of good cops out there. And when you get an asshole like this, it fucks it all up. It fucks it all up for the good guys. And you know what? When you're in trouble and you need someone to ride to the rescue, you really, really want the cops to be the good guys. You really want them to be the good guys. So get rid of these fucking killers.
It also comes down to the fact that there's a certain, we've discussed it before, I can't remember if it was on this show or what the fuck, but there's a certain type of personality that wants to be a police officer. Fair enough, because it's a tough job and you need to have a certain kind of stamina and charisma, right? Well,
I don't know about charisma, but you know, one of the things that bothers me about this is they got rid of the height requirement for police officers. And frankly, folks, I'm a 6'2" man. And if I was a 5'8" man, I'd be a shitty bouncer, okay? I was a bouncer at a club, and being taller helps you. Having a physical presence helps you. And we're seeing a lot more of this abuse and a lot more of these crazy Napoleonic acts happening with their hiring officers that are too fucking short. No offense, short guys, but you're at a disadvantage. If you have a 5'4" female cop, that poor woman is at a disadvantage immediately. I don't care if she's got a fucking gun. You're 5'4". And most women are not trained for, like, combat. They're not trained for it. They're not used to it. They didn't grow up with rough sports. They didn't have that. It's not just the issue of training. I really believe they got to bring the height requirement back up. Bring it back up. I know some great short cops, but I really think that it puts their lives more in danger. It's really fucking them, and it puts them in a bad position. We see it all the time on these caught-on-camera shows, and you'll see some giant assailant beat the crap out of some 5'3" lady cop. And I've seen it more than once, not like the same clip, a whole bunch of them. It's a real scary world out there. So I understand you guys got a dangerous fucking job, but hey, you took the job. Your job is to protect and serve us, we the people. You're not there to protect yourself. It's not, I got to get home to my wife and kids. Well, you know what, motherfucker? You shouldn't have taken that goddamn job then. You shouldn't have taken it if that's your fucking attitude, because you're not, you're there to serve. You're there to serve the needs of the fucking public. That's why you take the job. That's why you're supposed to be a hero.
There's also the fact that there's a certain arrogance that goes with being a cop. Look at the incident where they shot
that. I don't buy that, dude. I don't buy that there's a certain arrogance that goes with being a cop. I'm not going to buy that for a fucking minute, dude.
A perfect example is that incident where they shot that guy's dog while they were illegally arresting him. You can see in the video where, you got to remember, this man filed.
I really don't want to get into the dog thing here. I think it's been covered pretty well.
No, this doesn't have it. This is just about the cops themselves. So just give me a sec. You can see that this guy filed a complaint against them a couple of weeks earlier.
They knew him.
Yeah, you could see their demeanor change, that they wanted to hassle this guy. One of them even, you can pretty audibly hear him say, that's him. They said, that motherfucker needs to be taught, how dare you file a complaint against us? That's the kind of arrogance I'm talking about.
I don't think it's arrogant. To me, that's a human response. When you are in a position of power and you're dealing with what you're dealing with, you know, here in Los Angeles, something I have to get out there that I think is actually really important is the civilian oversight of our police force. They are running these guys into the ground. I will say that. I will say they are running them into the ground. You have no idea the amount of hours they are booking these guys to work. Instead of hiring more officers and training them properly, they are running these dudes into the ground. They're working double shifts. They're working a lot of fucking hours, and that wears on you, man. That fucking wears on you. But you know what? We're going to take a break. I got to go get myself another beer. We'll be right back to Heart Attack.
Hey guys, Hart D. Fisher for American Horrors and Heart Attack here, and I just wanted to drop you a little note that you guys should be drinking Hydra Blue. Now, what the hell is Hydra Blue? Well, it's naturally energized spring water. What the hell does that mean? It means it's high frequency water, guys. When you've got a shark and it can smell blood for miles in the ocean, it doesn't really smell blood. It picks up on the frequency of the blood. The frequency of the blood. You understand? So here we are, and we have our water that mostly comes to us through our faucet. And well, frankly, that's low-energy water. That's water that's mostly dead and chemically treated and messed up and just normally not very good for you. But me, I'm doing something better. I'm drinking Hydra Blue, and now you guys can too. I've been drinking this stuff for almost a year now, and it's really helped me to feel good. I really enjoy being hydrated, it's helped me get off the coffee, and I got a lot more energy. Now, if you want to get some, you can get it at www.hydrablue.com. And if you use the code word horror, you're going to get 15% off. That's right. Use the code word horror at hydrablue.com, and you're going to get 15% off your order. But better than that, when you start drinking this water, I think you're going to feel a little better. I think you're going to be a little bit more hydrated. I think you might even find you've got enough energy to put down that damn energy drink and just drink some old-fashioned Hydra Blue. And that's my message from Heart and Heart Attack. But it's not always about selling you guys stuff. Sometimes I just want to give a shout out to somebody I really like or does really great stuff. And if you're an MMA fan, you need to check out Gokor at Gokor.com. Gokor Chavichian is an amazing martial artist who's one of the leading minds in the MMA frontier. This guy has the best instructional tapes. He's a good friend of mine. I've trained with him for over 10 years. An amazing man. Go to Gokor.com today. Check it out. Get some instructional videos. Get yourself some literature and learn how to destroy human beings the right way at Gokor.com. Owned and operated by legendary horror creator Hart D. Fisher, American Horrors is the world's greatest uncut horror channel. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, American Horrors brings you nothing but the bloody best in uncut horror. Watch free worldwide. Only at Filmon.com. This July on American Horrors, catch new Bleeding Edge Horror by Tony Natoli, Annette Martinez, Johnny Dickey, Patrick O'Bell, plus new episodes of Gut Munching Zombie Series 813 and the best damn horror movie review show, Fright Asylum. Watch American Horrors now on Filmon.com. Right now, we're going to get into something that I feel is a bully issue. You know, there's a big thing in our society where we keep talking about bullies and we talk about terrorists. And to me, a terrorist and a bully, they're kind of the same thing. And what I've seen is as the government has announced that we're in a war with terror and the schools are announcing their war on bullies, they're bullying the fuck out of people. And yeah, we're going to talk about that story you've probably seen on the news. It's about Justin Carter, who's been in prison for nearly 4 fucking months. He's been assaulted repeatedly by other jail inmates, and subsequently he's been placed in solitary confinement without clothes and a jumpsuit. And guess what he did? He fucking made a Facebook post that somebody doesn't like. He was on a fucking online multiplayer game, League of Legends, and some people told him that he was fucking crazy. And he replies, "I'm fucked in the head, all right. I think I'm going to shoot up a kindergarten and watch the blood of the innocent rain down and eat the beating heart of one of them." Big deal. People talk all kinds of shit playing these fucking video games. Well, somebody in Texas decided that they're going to charge this guy with terrorist fucking threats. And guess how they found out about it? A fucking Canadian national took a screenshot of his post, sent it to Canadian Crime Stoppers Association, a nonprofit which collects anonymous tips regarding possible criminal activity, and passes them along to the police. And guess what? They pay out rewards of up to $2,000 to anyone whose tip leads to an arrest. What the fuck? So now you're paying people to help them arrest criminals?
Hart, that's not new. I remember seeing those Crime Stoppers commercials during like Galaxy Rangers episodes in 87. We've had that Crime Stoppers shit since I was a kid.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Crime Stoppers, but fucking throwing this guy in jail from some Canadian crime tip. Think about that, guys, as you're online and you're making your posts. You don't got to worry about some asshole in America being offended by you. Now you got to worry about some dickhead in Canada, some dildo in fucking India, or some jackass in fucking England. All of a sudden, they got a problem with your fucking tossed off bullshit comment you posted. Didn't even think about it. Guess what? Austin Regional Intelligence Center. Yeah, how do you like the sound of that?
the Austin Regional Intelligence Center, a group comprised of 10 different law enforcement agencies in 3 different Texan counties devoted to counterterrorism and combating organized crime. What the fuck are they doing arresting an 18-year-old dude for his fucking Facebook post about how he's playing on his fucking video game?
I'm going to bet that there was almost no investigation done. That they didn't even bother to look in. And keep in mind, I am not trying to okay this. I'm just saying that they could have looked to see, did he own guns? Did he live near a kindergarten? Did he have mental issues?
They got nothing, dude. No, they got nothing here.
Exactly.
And even worse, okay, so he's locked up in Austin Travis County Jail, and they bail him, set his bail at $250,000. He didn't have any money. They let him sit there for weeks in prison. And guess what? They found out that he didn't fall under Travis County's jurisdiction. So he sat there in jail for 3 weeks for nothing. And so he should have been walking free. Instead, they transferred him to another jail in another part of Texas. Then that county judge doubled his fucking bail. Doubled his bail for a Facebook post. The Facebook post. And on April 10th, a grand jury indicted him for making terrorist threats with the intent to cause impairment or interruption of communications, public transportation, public water, gas, or public supply or other public service, and to place the public or a substantial group of the public in fear of serious bodily injury. What the fuck kind of bullshit is this? What the fuck, motherfucker? I can't believe this shit going on in my country.
So
it is turning into fucking Auschwitz. It is really getting sickening. We have got to do something about this. I want more than just 99,000 signatures on a fucking petition. We got to march. We got to make things fucking happen. These cocksuckers are looking to crush us. Do you hear me, listeners? They are out to get you. They are afraid of you. They want a piece of you. They're looking to imprison you, your wife, your sister, your daughter. They can't wait to get their fucking hands on you. A Facebook post? Motherfucker, I can't believe this kid has been in jail for 5 fucking months. We're paying for it. We pay for it. We pay for the jail. We pay for the guards. We pay for the food. We pay for the health insurance. Do you want to pay for that fucking shit, Josh?
No. And here's the other thing. Then what about the Black Panthers? What about the white supremacists that post on their Facebook pages, I hope somebody shoots up a school full of niggers? Why aren't they arrested?
It's all of it. This is just the start. This is just the beginning. They will make this if we start talking about McDonald's policy of paying people with debit cards. They'll make up some bullshit to grab us. This is just the start, you dumb motherfuckers. Why do you think I've been on your ass to be involved with the government? Why do you think I got involved? I got involved because I have to get involved. I got involved in my local neighborhood politics. You know, you don't have to be in office to be involved in politics. I keep banging the drum, hey, we need more people to run. But it's more than that. It's more than just running for office. It's being a part of your society. It's being a part of what's happening around you. Get off your goddamn game. Put down the fucking ho-hos. Throw away your goddamn energy drink. Wipe that smirk off your goddamn face. And let's get to work, because these fascist pieces of shit, they got a plan for you, man, and it's a bad plan. Don't you understand? You are the first generation of Americans that are poorer than the last in over a fucking century, you stupid fucks. And the rich people at the top are getting richer every fucking minute, and they're using the cops. The cops know they're being used. They've bought the politicians. They're giving Monsanto and other corporations a get-out-of-jail-free card. They are billing corporations and sending your children to jail, your brother to jail, your mother to jail. They don't care what you did. They're making up excuses. And guess what, you dumb fucks who haven't been screaming enough about the NSA? You dumb, dumb fucks. It's just the beginning. They're recording everything you say, everything you email. So if they're going to arrest this kid and keep him in jail over a Facebook post, wait till they change the law a little bit, and they're going to start going through your emails so they can send you to a privatized prison. There's a lot of money in privatized prisons. There's enough money in it that 2 judges have gone to prison themselves for taking bribes to the tune of $1 million to send kids, kids, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, kids to private prisons. You are nothing but a cog in this fucking wheel. And if you sit there with a dumb look on your face, smoking your dope and playing your game, there's gonna come a knock on your fucking door, you dumb, dumb motherfucker. I'm so fucking mad, I can't even believe it. I am so fucking furious, I'm not even gonna let Josh Hadley get another fucking word in edgewise before this fucking show goes off the air. You cocksuckers who are listening to this show, get off your fucking asses! The game is afoot, motherfuckers! I am frothing at the mouth, there is spittle all over my computer screen in front of me. I am so goddamn angry! You are listening to Heart Attack, motherfuckers, and I'm just getting started! Sitting at home and you think you're safe and you think just because you're a nice person and you don't do anything bad and you think you're going to be okay, you're fucking wrong. They will victimize you. They will victimize you for their own purposes. What we're going to talk about now is we're going to talk about some illegal search and seizure issues here. Now, if you guys didn't know, you still have rights, guys. And if you get pulled over by the police, you have every right to say, hey, no, keep the fuck out of my car. No, I don't need to talk to you that much. You know, keep it simple. This guy was pulled over. He searched by the police on the 4th of July at a DUI checkpoint in Tennessee. Now, although the man's repeatedly saying, hey, I have a right to not be searched and you guys don't have to search my car. I'm not giving you permission. Well, these fucking dudes bullied him. They forced him out of the vehicle despite committing no crime, just a random pullover. They searched his fucking car. And it's really sickening. There's a whole video of this thing. I mean, I must have driven you batshit, Josh.
There's one thing you left out, though, Hart. This was a DUI checkpoint, as you pointed out. His vehicle was searched for suspicion of drugs.
So they didn't smell any alcohol on him?
They smelled no alcohol. The only thing, and they claim this before they realize that they're on video, that they are claiming that he has to consent to a search because his saying, no, I do not consent to a search, is suspicious. Therefore, that gives them suspicion to search his car. Do you see the snake eating it? Do you see the Ouroboros here?
Dude, it's right up there with you have the right to remain silent.
And it will be held against you in a court of law if you're in Texas.
The main cop here, there are two that are seen on camera. The guy doesn't have a hidden camera. He just has it sitting on the seat covered by his jacket. So it's difficult for the cops don't find it till the end of the video. But I'll get to that. But so the cops don't realize for most of this that they're on tape. So the main cop is basically, like you said, he's bullying this kid. He is just bullying him. He is, and the kid is polite. He's
when
firm,
you bullying,
but polite.
What do you mean? When you say, to me, bullying has become kind of generic. What do you mean?
First of all, the driver will not roll down his window. So he's not rolling his window down more than a crack to talk to the cop. The cop found that rude. And he said, you're being disrespectful. And he goes, sir, I do not give you consent to search my car. So then
And there's nothing, there's no law that says you got to be respectful.
You're being disrespectful. Who gives a fuck?
But basically, the cop at one point when the kid will not, keep saying kid, but it's like a 19-year-old.
Right.
When the driver will not roll the window down or unlock the car to step out to be searched, the cop says, again, not knowing he's on camera, if you don't open this car door, I will reach through the window and pull you out.
That happened to a friend of mine when I was a teenager in Chicago. They pulled my friend, who's a goddamn war hero now, when he was in high school and we were on the swim team together, they pulled him out through the window in front of all my other buddies on the swim team. They beat the shit out of him with a truncheon. They broke his nose. They broke his ribs. And when one of the guys got out of the car to help him, the cop threatened him too and said, hey, you want some? Get back in that fucking car. This kind of shit is bullshit. This is crap. We as a people have to understand the police officers work for us. We are the public that they serve. They're supposed to serve and protect you and I, not themselves, not each other. The whole reason that we give you, because that's what we do, guys. In this society, we play by these rules voluntarily, okay? We as a society say, okay, I will give you authority over me because you are in service to my safety, and it's your job to take care of me from criminals, from lawbreakers. But what we're seeing here is a completely different culture. They are militarizing our police. They are no longer acting as if they serve and protect us. They are murdering citizens at an unprecedented rate. When are we as a people going to say, you know what? You don't get to shoot us because you thought you might have seen a fucking gun. That's called manslaughter. That's what it's called. It's called manslaughter. And this kind of shit with this is a state trooper, right, dude? This is a Tennessee state trooper who's lying about this guy having illegal drugs in the car. Then they searched him without consent. They searched his car without consent.
Oh, no,
they brought
it gets
a drug
worse.
Dog.
I was going to say the dog gave a false positive. You can see in the video, again, the cops don't know they're on tape yet. You can see the canine unit. He is telling the dog to alert, and then they turn around, the dog alerted to the presence of drugs. you can see the officer wave his hand and points exactly where he wants the dog to alert to.
And this is the exact kind of shit. This is going down around the country, guys. And this is what happens when you don't take participation in your governance.
It gets worse.
Somebody else. Oh, it gets worse? Oh, God.
It gets worse.
Well, let's get to the fucking point. Let's get to it, yeah. Josh. I'm so worked up. I can't wait. You have got to get to the point.
At this point, the cop still does not know he's on video. They have the driver off out of frame. They've got him handcuffed while they're searching his car. The officer that was threatening to pull him out of the car turns to another officer and, in the tone I'm going to use, goes, "We got someone here who knows his constitutional rights. Yippee." Like, this cop had such disdain. How dare you use your constitutional rights to stop me from getting authority over you? How dare you?
Where does it go from there, man? What happens at the end?
He's searching the car, and then another cop notices the camera. He points to it, and he's like, the guy's Bert or whatever. He's like, "Hey, Bert, look." The cop picks up the camera, looks at it, and then turns to wherever they have the driver off camera and goes, "Get over here." And then the video goes blank.
He's really fucking lucky they didn't delete that video.
I was surprised, honestly, they gave him the camera back and that it didn't have a accident.
That they didn't drop it on the ground and fucking drop
kick
it.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised that he got the camera back.
This is kind of bullshit we're talking about, guys. This is happening all over the fucking country. Get it? This is happening everywhere. Kids are being arrested for bullshit while corporations that fuck people in massive amounts are walking free. If you're a regular listener, this isn't news to you. You hear me bitch about this fucking shit every week. But our audience is getting bigger and bigger. And for the new listeners, you guys got to understand, they are fucking you in the ass every way they can. Every way they can. I don't even want to buy a fucking house because of the joke that owning a house has become. You don't really own that fucking house. You're kind of renting it from the government for a little while. And the only thing it's good for is now you've got an asset for you to try to get a loan. What a bunch of bullshit. All this stuff with these drug checkpoints, and we saw a lot of stuff about fake drug checkpoints. And here I'm reading an article all about how crime has steadily been declining in Canada. Over the last 10 years, crime is going down, 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 okay? But in some cities like Vancouver, for example, 22% of their fucking budget on the police. For what? Oh, I know why. Oh, guess what? You'll be happy to know that Canadian border personnel are getting training from U.S. Homeland Security in the wonderful, wonderful, joyful art of purposeless and abusive searches of random travelers. Just like that state officer who abusively searched that man and violated that man's civil rights, violated his constitutional rights. And oh, guess what? Guess what? Did you know that Lockheed Martin, the company that receives $1 out of every 14 the Pentagon spends, they make money training and certifying TSA screeners? That's right. The privatization of your subjugation is going on every minute you fuck off and jack off to online porn. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you want to be a part of this fucking thing, if you want to fucking learn how you're getting fucked up the ass and what you could do to fix it, find me on goddamn Twitter. I'm on there. I'm not on there all the time, but I'm on there. You can find me. It's @Hart_Fisher. You can find me on Facebook. That's right. I'm on Facebook, too. I don't know why, because it's really easy to get thrown in jail for a stupid fucking post. You can find more of our back episodes at 1201beyond.com. You can catch me here every week, Saturday night, on Heart Attack and What the Fuck. This has been another joyful episode with Hart motherfucking Fisher.
Drugs. over the furniture. Unless I got time to send over the furniture.
Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.